640. Well, when you think of countries known for the wine, you probably think France or Italy, Chile, Argentina, even the U.S. But if you're looking to try something new with a storied history, have you considered Bulgaria?
And they're popping up more and more on our local store shelves. They're delicious to drink, affordable to try, and Washingtonian wine columnist Scott Greenberg has some picks for us here in the WTOP Wine of the Week. Great to have you back, Scott.
Hi, Sean.
Hey.
First, why are Bulgarian wines popping up?
Okay, so back in the days of the USSR, Bulgaria was this huge just cranking out pretty much, I don't want to say plunk, but, you know, quaffable wines for the masses. And then with the fall of the USSR, the Bulgarian wine trade kind of went into disuse, for lack of a better word. But over the last decade or so, there have been a young breed of winemakers coming into Bulgaria, taking advantage of these beautiful soils and great climates, and investing in some infrastructure, and they're now making great wine. And it's coming to America, lucky us, because they're really good values.
All right, so let's talk about some of them. Let's start with Chardonnay.
Yeah, the 2000 Chateau Bergozon Chardonnay. Now, this breaks away from your typical varietal profile. It's got aromas of fresh-cut grass and lemongrass, which I found was really interesting. It's got delightful tropical fruit flavors of mango, lychee, and guava. They dominate the palate. You get zesty, clean, and crisp finish characterized by flavors of lemon pith, I just like saying pith, and lime juice. So this is a really pretty wine, and it's $16.
Well, let's head on over to a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, the 2012, this is an easy name to remember, Bulgariana Cabernet Sauvignon. Vivid dark purple color, violet nuances, and it's an elegant and fruity nose with hints of black cherry, blackberry, and spicy earth. But what I really like is the palate. It's juicy and fresh on the palate. Pleasant notes of cherry, nuts, pepper, and little traces of fine tannin in there. $13.
Yum. Let's talk a little bit about a Pinot Noir, my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll love the 2011 Kay Cellars Pinot Noir. This aromatic beauty offers aromas of red and black berries, fresh jam, and milk chocolate. Just a little hint of that.
Wow.
The wine has a luscious palate with flavors of strawberries, cranberries, and fresh cherries. It finishes with a pleasant, slightly earthy characteristic. And Debbie, you're going to love this. $14. It's a great value.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's finish up with a blend of reds.
Well, we're going to go back to that Bulgariana brand, the 2009 Bulgariana Imperial Red Blend. This wine is a blend of two uniquely Bulgarian grapes and two grapes which are universally known, Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. But it all comes together in a well-balanced wine that I think will appeal to a lot of people who like a full-bodied, spicy wine. It's got a little bit of everything in this multifaceted wine. You get the flavors of black cherry, blackberry jam, roasted plums, and a little cinnamon on the front of the palate. And then it ends with this toasty note of vanilla and leather, long, luscious finish. $16.
Wow, that is terrific.
Yeah,
stuff.
It really is a great. You know, last year we talked about Portugal, right? Kind of being and Spain being the big wines. I think this year belongs to Bulgaria for the value.
All right, very good. Who would have thunk it? Thank you, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. You want to know what to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
Wizards basketball in a few minutes at Verizon Center. We'll check it next. 644.